We also discussed the recent Optus emergency service outages. We had a constructive conversation. I thank very much Prime Minister Wong for his words of condolence for those who were impacted with their families.
I understand fully the anger, frustration and outrage at what has happened. Because if this were to have happened in Singapore, I would feel the same. So from that point of view, we understand the sentiments. I've extended my condolences to those impacted by the outage, including the family members and loved ones of those who lost their lives, which is tragic. And all I can do is to say, from a government's perspective, we expect our companies to act responsibly. And we will certainly expect Singtel and Optus to comply fully with the laws, to do whatever they can to cooperate with the investigation. I'm sure they will do so. And hopefully a conclusion will come through very soon on the outcome of the investigation, what went wrong, and steps can be taken expeditiously to rectify the mistakes.
The ambitious next phase of our evolving partnership will increase defence cooperation, expand our economic partnership, including to help ensure supply chains remain resilient, support our action together on climate change, strengthen pandemic preparedness and research cooperation, boost development on AI and emerging technologies, and furthering partnerships between our public service, universities and art institutions.
We are stepping up our security cooperation through the Enhanced Defence Cooperation MOU. We will improve our military's reciprocal access to facilities and deepen cooperation in defence science, technology, logistics and supply chains. We are strengthening economic connectivity. We will ensure that critical goods continue flowing between our countries, even during disruptions.
Out of the delegation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.